Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's have a look at some of the news. Effective immediately, residential households in the U.S. can order one additional set of four free at-home COVID-19 tests from USPS.com. These tests are available to all households, including those who have ordered before. Here's what you need to know about your order. Limit of one order per residential address. One order includes four individual rapid antigen COVID-19 tests. Orders will ship free starting the week of December 19th. In Bronco news, the girls' basketball team defeated Mammoth Huskies 63-14. Way to go, ladies. And the boys' JV basketball defeated Mammoth 55-22 in their first league game.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Northern Inyo Healthcare District welcomes applicants to fill a vacancy on its board of directors. To qualify, interested residents must be registered voters who live within the district's Zone 3 region. Essentially, the Northwest, Northeast, Southeast Downtown Bishop Area. NIHD Interim Chief Executive Officer Chad Chadwick wants to engage the community in a rigorous search to bring the best candidates forward. All serious applicants with a varied experience and qualifications are encouraged to apply. To be considered, applicants must submit the following before 4 p.m. Friday, December 30th. A letter or statement of interest, resume or curriculum vitae, including any public service background, and a completed application for appointment to a special district vacancy form. Tom Hartless passed away peacefully in his sleep on December 9th, 2022. You wouldn't think he was 98 years old, still having his driver's license, mowing his own lawn, always spry and full of life. It was disheartening when he had a heart attack that left him weakened and having to be on oxygen, hoping that he would pull out of it and get better, being the stout bull of a man he was. Sadly, not to be. Born the youngest of 11 children, raised on a farm in Virginia, he met and married the love of his life, Pearl, and they raised 4 children and were married for 75 years. Having moved to California in the early 60s to work in construction, which he did until retirement. After having moved to Oklahoma and back to Virginia for a while, they ended up in Bishop, where they loved to spend most of their time fishing, having family gatherings, and fish frying. Pearl passed in 2019. Tom was survived by his 3 sons, Gary, Wayne, and Jeff, and 1 daughter, Barbara Florian, and several grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. May he rest in peace.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, with the Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department for their 17th annual visit. The Big Pine Fire Department will be providing transportation for Mr. and Mrs. Claus on Christmas Eve night to make their rounds throughout the Big Pine community starting at 5:30 p.m. The route will start at the firehouse next to the Rolling Green in Knight Manor, west side of Big Pine Reservation, east side of the reservation, then to east of town. They will make every attempt to hit all streets in the community. Listen for the holiday music and sirens for Santa coming your way. This is a great tradition that started over 17 years ago, and the Big Pine Fire Department has the privilege of transporting Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We look forward to seeing a community member's Christmas Eve night. The Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department is humbled by the support of the community. That looks like everything I've got. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.